A record number of American college students are studying abroad, nearly 300,000 according to the most recent data. Educators say that's good since international education promotes critical relationship building and cross-cultural understanding. But many in the field worry that technology and social media may be hampering the ability of American students to fully immerse themselves in a foreign country. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Study in Greece?
Do you live on campus?
Yeah, so we don't really have a traditional campus. It's in the middle.
At Middlebury College's annual Study Abroad Fair, program administrators from all over the world tout their schools to travel-hungry students.
This is, like, ideal. I just want to go everywhere.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it might be a good fit.
Yeah.
Wairimu Durango has directed St. Lawrence University's Kenya program for 15 years. Like many in the field, she thinks students today are too plugged in to friends and family back home.
We talk about it all the time. It's nice that students get connected and feel safe that in that way. But then on the other hand, we feel like we're losing quite a bit of the full student when they're plugged to the other side.
I think this is fairly new for people to be so connected while they're away.
Barbara Hofer, a psychology professor at Middlebury College, is currently researching the impact of technology on study abroad programs to provide more hard data on the subject.
It's not just that they can email and text and make a phone call. They also have Skype, they have FaceTime, they have Viber.
She says that can make it easier for program administrators to handle emergencies, but she believes day to day it's taking a toll.
So traveling with students who are abroad, I found them, before they ate a meal in a German pub, having to take a picture of the big beer and the food before they actually ate it, because they need to immediately post it on Facebook to let everybody back home know what they're doing.
Historically, students abroad had to find their own solutions to problems that might come up. But Hofer says today, students are more likely to call their parents. That's making important lessons of autonomy and responsibility harder to learn, she says, as well as impeding language and social skills. Hofer says one of the most surprising findings from her research is that face-to-face connections like Skype make many students more homesick, not less. Zoe Caslow, a senior at Middlebury who spent a semester in Indonesia, says it takes time to find the right balance.
At the beginning of the program, I relied a lot on the Wi-Fi and having access to the internet. But I noticed that I didn't actually feel better after I had access to the Wi-Fi. I felt pretty anxious, kind of waiting to get messages. There was a 12-hour time difference from home, and it was just really frustrating.
After several weeks, she gave up and began focusing on her surroundings and the people she was with.
Actually, since coming back from abroad, I've made more of an effort to be a little bit less connected.
Caslow says technology is still important to her, but she recommends students who want to study abroad think long and hard about what their goals are before they leave. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Middlebury.